Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
A lot to get to as we continue with the show, but I'm all in on saturated fats coming back and being, I mean, I there's no doubt in my mind that I feel better when I eat steak than when I eat a gigantic bowl of pasta. The other thing, too, is portion control. My grandma always said that. Moderation is key, and I think it is. If you go to Italy, they eat pasta almost every day. They really do. I was with we did our Zeoli Army Tuscany tour years ago, the Tuscany Raiders. Great people. And the woman who was our tour guide is an American, but she was a nanny in Milano for many, many years. And I asked her one night. I said, how many nights a week do Italians eat pasta? And she said, 5 to 7. I said, every day? She said, yeah, they eat every, they just don't have gigantic, it's not the Olive Garden. Unlimited pasta, salad, and breadsticks. You don't need a giant bowl. You get a portion of pasta. You get a portion, you get a side. It's not, you know. Hey, look, on Sundays in our house, I make a big pasta dinner. It's our tradition. And it's probably too much, to be honest with you. But it's one day a week, and we kind of splurge and get good bread and Italian cookies, and yeah, that's kind of our thing. But that's one day a week we do that. And then the rest of the week, we try to be really, really healthy. I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. I really don't. I don't know if you could eat pizza every day. If I could, I would. I can't. I would balloon up like Nancy Pelosi after meeting the interns. I think moderation, though, is the key. But I also think there's a lot to be said about making your own pasta, making your own dough, making your own bread, versus buying a lot of the processed garbage that's out there in the stores. So, you know, that's just me. But I'm just happy that we have a Secretary of Health and Human Services who isn't owned by Big Food and Big Pharma, because the relationship together in these two entities, the incestuous nature of this, where our food policy in this country has been dictated by things like government subsidies to corn, to wheat, to sugar, states that have powerful influences in the presidential election, like Iowa, which is a corn state, for example. Our food policies in this country have been driven by lobbying efforts by big food groups who have told us certain things are good for us when they're clearly not. And our food policy has also been dictated by pharmaceutical companies, which have no interest in seeing people be healthy. So I'm not surprised that the American Heart Association is worried about saying, or says, these foods raise your cholesterol levels. I'm not a doctor, and this is not medical advice. But I find it interesting that we've been following this guidance for years and years and years, that saturated fat's bad, steak's bad, butter's bad. We've been eating all these alternative to things, and almost everybody's on a statin nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, to me, there's something to that. Because if this miracle guidance from the government was actually so accurate all these years, low fat, lots of carbs, you know, you wouldn't need statins. You would not need statins. But yet everybody seems to be on one. I'm not. I don't want to be on one. And there's a lot of things about cholesterol. It's hereditary. You know, I've been told that. Mama Zioli has high cholesterol. But I also know this. There were commercials years ago advertising statins that would say cholesterol is in the foods that you eat. So that was the other thing. We were told to eat foods that were low in cholesterol. Is there a link between foods that are high in cholesterol and your cholesterol rates? That is something that is up for debate. But I will tell you this. If you avoided all these low-fat, high cholesterol foods all these years and still have high cholesterol and need to be on a statin, maybe, just maybe, it's one of three things. Cholesterol is not a problem, which is what many people believe, like Dr. Marty Makary, or the way that we measure cholesterol is not accurate, something he wrote about in his book. Number two, maybe the foods you eat are not actually contributing to the cholesterol, something Dr. Marty Makary has also opined. Again, I'm not a physician. I'm not giving medical advice. And number three, maybe you could argue then that the foods that they're telling you to eat are actually contributing to high cholesterol. So I'm just happy we have people in charge now, like Makary, like Jay Bhattacharya, like Bobby Kennedy, who are not wholly owned subsidiaries of big food, big pharma, and will actually try to answer these questions. And everybody has an opinion on them. Every single person has an opinion. So you don't have to tell me, you're free to tell me yours, but it doesn't matter. Everybody has an opinion. You ask five people, they will tell you five different things. And they'll be passionate about it, particularly the people that do the keto diet. How do you know somebody's doing the keto diet? They'll tell you. How do you know someone does a keto lifestyle? They'll tell you. They'll make sure to like. The same thing with CrossFit too. You want to know if somebody's doing CrossFit? Just give them a few seconds. They'll let you know. But I'm glad that the people in charge of putting out dietary guidance, which if it were up to me, the government would not do. I don't believe that's the role of the government to put out dietary guidance. It's too influenced by lobbyists. It's too influenced by money. It's too influenced by people that have agendas. That is not what I believe the role of government is. But if the government's going to be doing it, I at least want people there who are going to be objective and not wholly owned subsidiaries of big food and big pharma. And I think we can all agree on that point. Now, Harry Sissy, as our guest in studio yesterday, Frank Scales and Ian McGinnis called him, Harry Sissy was on with Piers Morgan Uncensored. And he was talking about... And he actually challenged him on this. You know, I dare you to find one high-ranking Democrat who compared Trump to Hitler. So Jack Sobiak, Poso, our buddy who was with us live in Wildwood, he was on there with Piers Morgan Uncensored. Good for Jack for getting that kind of exposure. That's great for him. He's got a massive social media following. Started at WPHD. Still credits his success to WPHD. And said at Wildwood, WPHD, this radio station, is the best radio station in America. I agree. Here's part one of that. This is cut number one from the interview from Piers Morgan Uncensored. Take a listen.
Putting that in an ad, I think that deserves to be called out. Number two, I don't think anybody in this debate can name me a high-ranking elected Democrat who has called Donald Trump Hitler. I don't think anybody can. When did Kamala Harris call Donald Trump Hitler?
October of 2000. Kamala Harris said on the campaign trail, Donald Trump vowed to be a dictator on day one. His former chief of staff said he wanted generals like Hitler's. Donald Trump openly admires dictators, including Adolf Hitler. Last October, that was said on the campaign.
Okay. This is part number two of the interview. I dare you to name one high-ranking Democrat who compared Trump to Hitler. Part two, Jack Sobiek. Take a listen.
By the way, I'd be happy to answer the question about whether or not a high-ranking Democrat has used this rhetoric. Who is Kamala Harris?
I know. I want you to answer all the questions.
Who is Kamala Harris?
Wait. Answer all the questions I just gave you. And can you name me when Kamala Harris said that Donald Trump is Hitler?
Was Kamala Harris last year a high-ranking Democrat when she was
When did Kamala Harris call Donald Trump Hitler?
October of 2000. 2024, Kamala Harris said on the campaign trail, Donald Trump vowed to be a dictator on day one. His former chief of staff said he wanted generals like Hitler's. Donald Trump openly admires dictators, including Adolf Hitler. Last October, that was said on the campaign trail from the Democrat.
So Kamala Harris said this during the campaign, during the closing days of the campaign. It was her final campaign pitch. Is that high enough ranking for you? You supported her for president.
Exactly, because there have been reports that Donald Trump supported for president.
Is someone who was campaigning by calling Trump Hitler?
You're so disingenuous when you bring this stuff up.
You can't even acknowledge the fact that your own candidate was on the campaign. She got a video about it. It's on her Facebook. Let me offer one here,
which is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton literally compared Trump's rally in Ohio last week to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler's speeches. Speaking of the Texas Tribune Festival in Austin, she made reference to Hitler speeches. We saw people raise their right arms in the air in the Nazi salute. I remember as a young student, you know, trying to figure out how people basically got bought in by Hitler, she said. How did that happen? I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing there ranting and raving and so on. It happens all the time.
Don't forget, too, they said the same thing about the Madison Square Garden rally. Madison Square Garden. Because in the 40s or whenever they hosted a pro-Nazi rally or something, they've also hosted people like Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, various sporting contests have been at Madison Square Garden, boxing matches and whatnot. But when Trump did a rally there, they compared it to Hitler and the Nazi rally. Don't forget that either. And that Harry Sissy can't shut up. You notice that guy won't shut up the whole time. He's going, relax, guys. That's because they're actually coming up with the receipts and he doesn't like that. So his answer is just relax. No, dude, you made a claim. You asked a question. I dare you to name me one high-ranking Democrat who compared Trump to Hitler. Well, they start to answer you and give you the facts and you go, relax. Come on, Jack, relax. Here's part three, cut three.
It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans.
A unified Reich? That's Hitler's language. That's not America's. He cares about holding on to power. I care about you.
He talks about the blood of America is being poisoned, echoing the same exact language used in Nazi Germany.
There you go. Nazi Germany. That was Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, along with Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States. And I mean, every day on the show, we have our no shortage of clips of Democrats comparing him to Hitler. No shortage. Take your pick and enjoy. This is the Big Story of the Hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venerio. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile. Banaria, VeneriaDental.com. He's the best. He's the man. He is the guy who's going to give you the beautiful smile you deserve. Not bad hard. Just acknowledge the fact that they call them Hitler. And this has been an ongoing situation where we've talked about this and said it has to stop. It really does. So we're watching right now as the Democrat shutdown continues, and we're also watching as the Democrats are melting down over the East Wing renovation of the White House. This is cut number eight. Speaker Mike Johnson talking about all these people who are freaking out over the White House ballroom, the addition of a ballroom to the White House. It's not paid for by taxpayer dollars, just like how President Gerald Ford did not use taxpayer dollars to add a pool to the White House. You know, one of the mistakes that I heard somebody say once that Jimmy Carter made was to sell the president had a boat and they sold it. He got rid of it. And people said that was a good idea because, you know, it saved money. And why should the president have a boat? Then somebody made a point that back then what they used to do was the president would take people out on boat rides on the Potomac River. And they would have a chance to kind of get away from everything and they would have cocktails on the boat and they would relax and enjoy themselves. I don't know if it's necessary. I mean, the president's got a plane. He's got Camp David. You know, by the way, the New Jersey governor has a shore house. It's on Island Beach State Park. So if Jack wins, I better get a freaking invite to some summer barbecue there. It's all I can say. But That's also, if you remember, where Chris Christie had the infamous beach chair photo, if you remember, Island Beach State Park. To my knowledge, the president of the United States does not have a beach house. Now, Joe Biden spent a lot of time in the sand. That was his house. But I don't think we give a house to the president, a beach house to the president. But that's a perk the New Jersey governor gets. FYI, by the way. But the question, of course, is a ballroom a good idea? So here's Speaker Mike Johnson, cut number 8.
How comfortable are you with the president apparently seeking $230 million from the Department of Justice?
I don't know the details about that. I've just read it. I didn't talk with him about that. I know that he believes he's owed that reimbursement. What I heard yesterday was if he receives it, he was going to consider giving it to charity. I mean, he doesn't need those proceeds. But we're for the rule of law. We're for what is just and right. And it's just absurd that, I mean, as has been noted here several times this morning, they attack him for everything he does. It doesn't matter what it is. This whole dust up about the White House, just by way of quick review, because I'm an amateur historian, you'll understand, the White House has been renovated many times over the years, you understand. I mean, it was built between 1792 and 1800, right? The British burned it down practically in 1814, and then they rebuilt it in the early 1820s. And ever since, like, we've had many presidents renovate and add things to the White House. Teddy Roosevelt built the whole West Wing. Who was it? FDR, Taft, I think, added the Oval Office. FDR made additions. I mean, Truman put the ripped everything up to put a bowling alley in. FDR had added the swimming pool, I think. Barack Obama added a basketball court. President Trump's going to add the greatest improvement to the White House in the history of the building since it was originally constructed in 1800. The ballroom is going to be glorious. It's going to be used for everybody. And by the way, hey, Democrats, if you win the White House back, you get to use it too. This is for the American people, and he's using private funds to do it. How in the world could they oppose that? The only reason, the only logical reason, is because they have Trump derangement syndrome, and that's what explains a lot of this too.
They also said that he's a grifter, right? He's a grifter and renting it out to the highest bidder. Do you remember when the Clinton White House rented out the Lincoln bedroom? Do you remember that? Remember that whole thing where they rented out the Lincoln bedroom in the Bill Clinton administration? Clinton White House sleepover guests still writing checks. The Center for Public Integrity wrote this story back in 2015. For the first family, inviting guests to spend the night in the Lincoln bedroom can pay dividends for decades. Among donors to Democrat Bill Clinton's campaigns first revealed in overnight guests to the White House, and today, many of them still living, more than half are still giving, this time to Hillary Clinton. The Center for Public Integrity published a list of donors who nabbed a night in the Clinton White House and whose stays sparked outrage and investigations in a 1996 report called Fat Cat Hotel. Of the 66 original fat cats still living, 34 have donated a total of $1.15 million to Hillary Clinton's campaign or the super PACs supporting her since January of 2013. With more than a year before the general election, the number of supporters and their donations may rise. Like I said, this was written in 2015. Most of the generous former guests contributed $2,700 to Hillary Clinton's campaign account, the maximum amount allowed under federal law during the primaries. The Clinton campaign did not respond to a request for comment. At least one of the faithful 2016 givers who celebrated his 10th wedding anniversary in 1993 with a stay at the White House is looking forward to a return stay in the chief executive's mansion, courtesy of the Clintons. Quote, last time I stayed in the Queen's bedroom, so I need to be upgraded to the Lincoln bedroom, said this Florida State Representative Dick Batchelor. Well, no, that's his name. I just had to read that again just to make sure. Dick Batchelor. Well, his parents had a sense of humor, huh? Dick Batchelor, who orchestrated the first Florida fundraiser for Bill Clinton in 1991. Dick Batchelor said, I have no idea whether that would take place or not, but anybody who says they don't want to visit the White House and spend the night is probably not telling the truth. If I had an opportunity to go back, I would absolutely go back. I need to return the towels. Lincoln bedroom donors, Steven Spielberg, slept over, gave $1 million. That's nice. Alice Walton, $277,000 for a sleepover. Rebecca Heinrich, $7,700. Barbara Streisand gave $5,400 for her sleepover. I would think she could have done better. I mean, there are hotels in D.C. that'll cost you more than that. So I'm just saying, you know. Now, this is 1990s prices, so you got to adjust it for inflation. Obviously, Tom Hanks, $2,700 to get a night sleepover in the White House. I don't know if Tom Hanks slept in the Lincoln bedroom or not. I don't know. But he did give $2,700 and get a sleepover. As did Mary Steenburgen, the actress Mary Steenburgen. I don't know who was there when Dick Batchelor was there at the White House, but I can guarantee you this. If Bill Clinton showed anyone his personal cigar collection, it would have been Dick Batchelor. Am I right? I mean, that just, I mean, obviously, you know. So a lot of these people gave money, like David Geffen, the big record mogul. He gave $2,700 too. So Dick Batchelor's $2,100 really pales in comparison to a lot of these donors. But nevertheless, they got a night they'll never forget. Like anyone who spends a night with Dick Batchelor. Or in the Lincoln bedroom. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli as we continue along with the show here today. It's great to be with you. We got a lot going on. And drop these. Let me pull this back up. Let me tell you about my friends at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Tri-County Toyota. Brian Krieger and his wife, Cheryl, General Manager Jack Donaldson, these are great, great people. Tri-County is family-owned, family-friendly. Bring your dog. Their dog is named Maverick. Driving a fall event is happening now at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Right now, get a 2025 Grand Cherokee L with 0% financing for 60 months. Let me say that again. 0% financing for 60 months. Or get a new 2026 Ram 1500, also available with 0% financing for 60 months as well. There's a lot of great specials. The best thing you do is go to tricounty.com to see all their great cars, all their specials. Jeep Wranglers, even the 2026 Dodge Durango GT, can lease that baby for $364 a month for 36 months. The best part about Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, the people. They're wonderful. They're friends of the show. They are our official car sponsor for the show. So go see them today and say hello and thank them for all the great work they do in standing with us and supporting us. Look for the gigantic American flag that sits between the Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram dealership and the Tri-County Toyota dealership. You can't miss it. Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram and Tri-County Toyota. Close to King of Prussia, Exton, Mainline, everywhere. Stop in, give a salute, say thank you to them for sponsoring our show, and check out their amazing, amazing specials right now in the Drive Into Fall event, tricounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, Hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You got to make sure you do that right, otherwise you will have what happened to Cracker Barrel blow up in your face. And that's what happened with Cracker Barrel. Well, the CEO of Cracker Barrel has broken her silence. Julie Fels Masino. You remember that old thing with Cracker Barrel? They got rid of Uncle Herschel, who was the old man in the Cracker Barrel rocking chair. He was the guy. He was there forever. And then they remodeled their restaurants into this really drab, bland, you know. And the biggest outrage actually came from, surprisingly enough, younger people that were really looking forward to nostalgia, or they liked nostalgia, and they were hankering for more nostalgia. And there was a lot of blowback over this, and people that were faithful to the brand walked in and said, I could be anywhere. This is not Cracker Barrel. Had a ton of blowback. The president even got involved, because he gets involved in everything. You know, and he put out a statement saying Cracker Barrel should absolutely 100% abandon this stupid strategy. And, you know, they spent tens of millions of dollars rebranding this thing. And why? It wasn't broke. Now, to their credit, unlike Bud Light, where they used a dude to pretend, you know, to try to appeal to women, they didn't do anything that stupid. But they just got rid of the look of a place that people really appreciate. And that old-time nostalgia aspect of that was gone, replaced by something that could be just a bland, drab cafeteria anywhere. Now, look, admittedly, I don't really go to Cracker Barrel a lot. And at first, when I saw the story, I thought, it's kind of people got upset for no reason. But it was the loyal customers who said, hey, we come here for a reason. Like, we like it. We like the look. We like the feel. And we don't want you just making just another bland, generic-looking place. And to their credit, they walked it back. I think they had to, because a lot of people said, we're not going to go. And we don't want to just go to a place that feels like every other place. We want a place that feels like it has something special to it. So the CEO noted the move wasn't meant to be ideological. Part of this transformation is setting up success for the long term, she said during the 13D Monitor Active Passive Investment Summit in New York City on Tuesday. Those plans quickly came to a halt after public outcry forced the company to reverse the move. They changed the menus. They changed not just the logo, but they changed the interior of the restaurants too. And I think that was a part of the story that people didn't realize, that they changed the interior of the restaurants. Because everybody was focused on the logo and get rid of the old dude in the, you know, on the stool or whatever he's on. But it was really the inside of the restaurants that bothered people more than anything. Plus, the logo looked like something you could have made on Canva, like my kids could have made in school. And yet they spent tens of millions of dollars to do it. And if their goal was, hey, we got to reach a younger audience, because we need to reach, our target customers are maybe older, we got to appeal to younger people. Well, then younger people spoke out and said, well, we're actually looking for nostalgia and uniqueness, not bland, just generic, vanilla kind of places. They introduced a new logo, replacing the familiar illustration of Uncle Herschel with a modern design featuring only the company's name. It faced an onslaught of backlash, including from President Donald Trump, who posted on Truth Social that the company should admit it made a mistake and manage the company better. Cracker Barrel admits it could have done a better job after the logo backlash. The company initially defended its decision to change the logo, saying the Uncle Herschel character will still be on our menu. Welcome back, Uncle Herschel's favorite breakfast platter. and on our road signs featured in our country store. He's not going anywhere. He's family. But then they brought him back in every way. The company admitted it could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we'll always be after customers expressed outrage over the restaurant chain's new logo, but it wasn't enough to change the public sentiment. During the conference, Fels Masino also discussed what it's been like being targeted by an activist investor for over a decade. This guy, Sardir Beglari, an activist investor, took aim at the restaurant chain and has been since 2011. He's the founder of Beglari Capital Group, which owns 2.9% of Cracker Barrel's common stock and has run 7 proxy contests on the chain. Just last month, he tried to convince the board to overhaul its leadership for allegedly destroying shareholder value. Said, "We are seeking shareholder support to vote against these directors, not only due to severe destruction of shareholder value, but also a deeper failure to understand the brand, its customers, and its heritage, and a failure to fulfill the board's most important job, selecting the right CEO. He said the board and the management both betrayed the company's heritage. They alienated loyal customers, and they undermined investor confidence through their strategies." He's not wrong. And, you know, the part of this, too, that I think a lot of people are missing is that Cracker Barrel, much like Anheuser-Busch, didn't like their core customer. And she rolled out the new logo by going on shows that their target audience doesn't watch. And think about it. I would bet you most people that go to Cracker Barrel probably are more inclined to turn on Fox News than MSNBC. I would bet you more people that go to Cracker Barrel are probably more inclined to watch Fox and Friends than they are to watch Good Morning America. Like, there's a reason why Fox News, when they do their diner stops, whether it's with Lawrence Jones or whether it's with Peter Ducey, there's a reason, or Steve Ducey, there's a reason why they go to certain diners. They're not stupid. You know what I mean? Now, there's brunch places where I'm sure the crowd at those places probably tunes in more to see Good Morning America and the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos and Gail King and all the other. Much more likely to watch those shows and probably more inclined to have MSNBC on the TV than Fox News. They're probably not going to Cracker Barrel. I'm just saying, I mean, I hate to stereotype, but if you're looking at your target audience and you're trying to figure out how to appeal to them, you have to understand who your audience is. Know your audience is a key component in life in anything, whether it's a message, whether it's a logo, whether it's a radio show. Know your audience. I'm not saying you always have to cater to that audience in every single way. I say things you may disagree with me on, but at least I know that you're somebody who values authenticity and honesty. So if I say something, you know it's coming from the heart. I'm not gonna pretend to be somebody else. That doesn't fit my brand. Doesn't fit your brand. It's not why you come to talk radio. People didn't come to Cracker Barrel for the generic idea of it. So did she just not like the target audience of the Cracker Barrel customer? Is that it? Did she just not like that? Probably. They probably were hoping, much like Anheuser-Busch was, when the Alyssa Schneider Feld came out and said, "We got to get away from the fratty white guy consumer." When you don't like your customer, the customer doesn't feel appreciated. They stop coming back. They stop buying your product. I don't want to give money to somebody who doesn't like me. I don't think the CEO, Julia Fels Masino, probably even fits into Cracker Barrel's targeted demographic. When she rolled out this logo, I was very cognizant of the fact of where she was going to talk about the logo. And of course, when she went on Good Morning America and she went on CBS This Morning with Gail King or whatever their morning show is, and they were gushing over it and they loved it, because she's trying to move Cracker Barrel away from, you know, the people with the pickup trucks and the American flags into more of like the kind of brunchy place that, you know, the girls would all go to. But that's not going to work. It's like having a biological man dressed as a woman with a Bud Light can is not going to appeal to women. All you're going to do is just lose your core consumer base. Like, women are not going to turn around and go, oh, there's a transgender guy. There's a dude in a dress. I'll go buy their beer. That's not, it doesn't speak to women. But if you don't get that because you're a woke person, I can't help you other than say it's going to be a freaking disaster. So if you actually think you're going to get the Good Morning America watching brunch crowd to give up wherever it is that they're going to get their avocado toast, and don't get me wrong, I love a good avocado toast. I'm just saying, if you think you're going to get that crowd to give up where they're going to get their avocado toast and drink their mimosas and, you know, complain about Donald Trump to start going to Cracker Barrel because you changed the logo and got rid of a dude in a rocking chair, you're friggin' nuts. What you will do, though, is get the people that go to Cracker Barrel to stop going to Cracker Barrel. At the heart of this is the same thing that was at the heart of the Anheuser-Busch thing, is the I hate you. I hate my audience. And that's not a recipe for success. Other radio hosts have tried it. TV hosts have tried it. Brands have tried it. The I hate my audience approach just doesn't work out long term. It just doesn't. And if you think that by disowning your audience or throwing them under the bus and then completely reinventing yourself is going to win over people that didn't like you before, you may get some, but I think a lot of people are just going to think you're a disingenuous BS artist. Like, look at politicians, for example, who at one point were incredibly loyal to Donald Trump and then turned on him. Now, he didn't change. He's still the same guy. So they turned on him. They changed on him completely. What does it say about them? Did they win over some love from CBS News and all these other people? Sure. But did they lose their core base? Absolutely. And are there enough new people to make up for that? Never. That's the bottom line. Let's talk about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. 50% off room rates for October 31st and November 1st. No minimum stay. So we are going to be there for our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, October 31st. And 50% off room rates for October 31st and November 1st with no minimum stay. How about that? And then from now through December 18th, you can enjoy a fabulous midweek fall escape. When you book a multi-night stay, you're going to receive 10% off your room rate plus resort credits. Good at Hemingway's Restaurant Bar. Hemingway's Restaurant, or the bar, or the gift shop. The Grand Hotel in Cape May is a beautiful, beautiful place to go. Our live shows are always fun, and the Halloween live show is going to be our best yet. It's going to be right before the election. We're going to be spending a lot of time talking about that. You can dress up in costume. The bar is going to be flowing. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see you. And 50% off room rates for October 31st and November 1st. That's amazing. So you can stay over and save 50%. And you might as well make a weekend getaway out of it. Why not? Great time to do it. Halloween in Cape May, there's nothing like it. They go all out with the decorations. They go all out with the celebrations. There's ghost tours and haunted walking tours. And it's just a lot of fun to be there for Halloween. And our show is going to be insane. So make sure you join us 3 to 7 p.m. Friday, October 31st at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And then you can stay over 50% off for the room rates. And think about booking an event there too. Whether it is a wedding, baby shower, bridal shower, corporate event, so much more, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey can host you with a great event. My friend Caitlin, certified wedding planner, she will help you plan the event of your dreams. So just reach out to them today by going to grandhotelcapemay.com. Now, always book direct with them for the best rates. And between now through December, you can save and get resort credits and discounts when you stay during the week. They have weekend getaway packages as well. So many different ways to enjoy the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Just go there right now at grandhotelcapemay.com. Grandhotelcapemay.com. I'll see you on Halloween.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We got a lot to chat about today as we continue on the show. And I'll tell you what, it is, it's a lot going on. Busy, busy day. Mikey Sherrill put out an ad in Spanish, and Jack Shadrelli put out his closing argument today as well. So we'll get to that as it goes on. He's holding an event with law enforcement. We're going to talk a little bit later in the show with Sheriff Sean Golden. He is a great guy. He's a great friend. And he'll tell us all about the event that's going on. So I tell you, I mean, Jack, look, Jack's got momentum on his side. He's got momentum. And in addition to that, he's got the cops on his side. And there's a lot of cops. And they're all sick and tired of the Democrat policies that are driving us freaking broke and crime everywhere and everything else. So, like, you know, in San Francisco, for example, the DA out there says she won't hesitate to bring charges against federal agents. So we've gone from cooperating now and having joint cooperation between federal and local and state authorities to now saying that we're going to start charging them. Yeah, this is where we are. So Abigail Spanberger in Virginia is getting hurt. Jay Jones, who's the guy that came out and fantasized about killing his political opponent and his kids, he's now losing in the latest poll for Attorney General of Virginia. He's losing that race. And this is hurting Abigail Spanberger big time. That's right. Abigail Spanberger is being hurt by this. Good. She should lose. Spanberger goes down. Mikey Sherrill goes down. If Winston Merle Sears wins and Jack Shadrelli wins, it doesn't even matter what happens in New York City. Yeah, you're probably going to get Zoran Mandami the commie. Curtis Lee was not going anywhere. The Love Gov's not going anywhere. So it looks like Mandami's going to wind up winning. But I mean, that cake's baked in a lot of ways. So if Spanberger can pull this off, I mean, if Spanberger goes down and Winston Merle Sears can pull this off and Jay Jones is to thank for all this, then fantastic. Fantastic. Now, the other part of the story with Jay Jones that we talked about in the show is the driving conviction. And something we brought up to your attention a little while ago. Well, a special prosecutor has been appointed in the investigation into Democrat Virginia State Attorney General nominee Jay Jones's 2022 reckless driving case, raising questions about the nature of the ongoing probe into a legal matter that was ostensibly finalized nearly 3 years ago. Kent County Commonwealth's Attorney Scott Renick asked that he be recused from the investigation due to an unspecified potential conflict. Judge Elliot Bondurant issued an order granting the recusal request and appointing Nathan Green. Nathan Green is the Commonwealth's attorney for James City County, and he will be operating as the special prosecutor. It's not uncommon for Commonwealth's attorneys to be doing that. Now, this whole thing with Jay Jones, I'll tell you, and this guy is one of the worst candidates ever. You know, part of the problem is he said these things, and his apology was so incredibly pathetic. It was scripted, it was political, it was insincere, and it was just absolutely awful. He was convicted of reckless driving in Kent County after being pulled over driving 116 miles per hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone in 2022. He was ordered to pay a $1,500 fine and serve 1,000 community service hours. The new Kent County General District Court received signed certificates of completion in January of 2024, attesting that Jones had served 500 of those community service hours for his own political action committee, Meet Our Moment. Now think about this now. You get busted driving 160 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. Most people get in a lot of trouble, but this guy, politically connected. So he pays a $1,500 fine and agrees to do 1,000 community service hours, where he spends his time working for his own political action committee. I mean, you can't make that up. You really cannot make that up. He doesn't spend time giving out lunches to needy kids or cleaning up the road. He spends time donating time for his own political action committee, Meet Our Moment PAC. And the remaining 500 hours for the Virginia chapter of the NAACP, which is a group that he hopes will support him for attorney general. I mean, is this not the most self-serving jackass on the entire planet? Hey, you got to do 1,000 hours of community service. So find two groups that can help you politically, one of them being your own, and the other being a group that you need their endorsement of, the NAACP. What a great human being you are. You're such a good person. His reckless driving case came over under scrutiny after the Richmond Times-Dispatch exposed the conviction earlier this month, disrupting Jones's campaign for Virginia Attorney General. On October 9th, ABC 7 News reported that Renick, the new Kent County Commonwealth's attorney, was investigating how exactly Jones had cleared his community service hours. See, the certificates signed by representatives of the NAACP and his own PAC attest that he completed more than 500 hours of community service within the 2023 calendar year. But in order to complete the number of hours within 1 year, he would have had to dedicate 10 hours of every week to his own PAC and 10 hours to the NAACP, all while working at the law firm Hogan Lovells, where he worked full time. Social media posts show Jones also traveled the state campaigning for fellow Democrats throughout the year. In other words, a lot of people are wondering if his own PAC just wrote him a note, if the NAACP just wrote him a note. You know, like if you got a buddy who's a doctor, writes you a sick note, kind of like that. On Tuesday, roughly 2 weeks after the ABC 7 report, Judge Berdant signed an order granting Renick's request to recuse himself from the probe and have a special prosecutor appointed in. They suggest the officer scrutinizing the hours that Jones claimed to have completed for his own PAC, the Meet Our Moment PAC, the Mom PAC. Did this guy get any more of a beta? And also, too, the nature of the PAC's mission, it's supposed to be something where you're giving back to the community, not helping yourself. The day came that the Commonwealth's attorney has also advised it would be improper to act, blah, 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 blah. So now they're looking into this as well. What is clear is that there is an active ongoing probe into Jones's case. National Review first became aware of the existence of an investigation after making a Freedom of Information Act request to the new Kent County Commonwealth's Attorney's Office seeking the full court file for the 2022 reckless driving conviction. The Commonwealth's Attorney's Office responded by saying that the request could not be fulfilled and cited a statute that authorizes the office to withhold documentation that pertains to an ongoing investigation. So there's more to the story than meets the eye, but it's pretty obvious to anybody with a brain This guy probably did not do the 1,000 hours of community service. Got a note from his mom pack, which is his pack, and got a note from the NAACP. You did good. You did your community service. Good for you. So now they have a special counsel looking into this. And of course, this comes after the whole thing with the text messages where he fantasized about killing his political opponent. And the thing about that, as I've said, which is most shocking, is that he sent that to a Republican. You fantasize about killing your political opponent and your political opponent's kids, and you send that to a Republican. Yeah. How stupid is that? James Carville has revealed his demented fantasy dream for when Trump leaves office, thinking that all of Trump's collaborators and all of them, what should happen? Now, this is kind of weird. Just going to give you that little warning. James Carville's little fantasy. We'll play that for you right after the 5 o'clock hours. We get into our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place, where you can get 50% off your room right now for October 31st and November 1st. How about that? Pretty good, right? 50% off? I don't think you can beat 50% off. So that's fantastic. So do that today. 50% off room rates for October 31st and November 1st, okay? Plus, Newman Price put together a new song. We have two different versions for you. We're going to play them, let you decide which version you like better. It's all based around the hug I didn't get from Brett Baer and the hug I got from Carly Shimkus, okay? So we're going to do that straight ahead. Big 5 o'clock hour. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.